Welcome back, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Split Screen Podcast. This episode is all about what I think is one of the best Indian series of 2021, Aranyak, or Aranyak, depending on the pronunciation. That review is coming up right after this. Thank you for joining me on today's spoiler review of the Netflix original series Aranyak. My name is Shah Shaheed. I'm an entertainment writer, movie and TV critic, Bollywood blogger, and a filmy father, and also the host and producer of the Split Screen Podcast. Today's episode is going to be a spoiler review of Aranyak, like I mentioned. The series is actually a Netflix original Indian series starring Ravina Tandon, Paramrata Chattopadhyay, I hope I'm getting that right, Ashutosh Rana, Indraneel Sengupta, Zakir Hussain, and Lalit Parimu, and a host of other amazing, talented, supporting cast, brilliant actors who are definitely on my map after this show. The director of the series is Vinay Vaikul, and the writer is Charudat Acharya. I sort of saw the trailer for this series a couple of months ago when we were still doing, I was still doing the Bollycast podcast, with the Bollycast boys. And the trailer that we saw, made it seem like it was going to be, okay, well, what I thought was that it was going to be a sort of werewolf-like series, because the trailer was Ravina Tandon and Ashutosh Rana sort of tracking something in the woods. They look up, and it the vibes was like there's a monster there. But apparently, what we initially thought at the time is that this show was based on a novel, a Bengali novel from 1976 by Bibhuti Bhushan Bandopadhyay. Okay. And because Aranyak essentially means of the forest, or from the forest. That story was more of a coming of age. That novel was more of a coming of age story about a character, a few different characters in small town, mountain city, in India. And sort of, it was that kind of a story. Whereas it doesn't seem like Aranyak, the Netflix series, is at all based on that novel. The writer Charudat Acharya does mention that it was a story he came up with about a strong female character, an SP or head of police in a local mountain town coming across this sort of murder mystery situation. So it definitely doesn't seem like it is based on that Bengali novel. I could be wrong. Both the novels do feature a strong theme of forest town, forest dwelling, forest, sort of mountain forest town with all the characters in that town and sort of their adventures and things like that. So I could be wrong, but again, the writer doesn't really credit the novel in any way whatsoever, as per a Variety interview where he spoke about this series. Guys, this show, so I am going to get into spoilers later on. I'll start off with a non-spoiler review and thoughts about Aranyak right now. And this is my best Indian series of 2021. Simply because it starts off as like this crazy whodunit sort of thriller. But what it does is it avoids dragging on the mystery. The biggest problem with a lot of these sort of this genre of series, especially when it comes to Indian web series like this, for example, Sacred Games, amazing show, but so much of the mystery was dragged on. That, I mean, again, keep it, I'm not shitting on Sacred Games by any means necessary. It is a great series, but, the reason why we kept watching was because of Saif Ali Khan, because of Nawazuddin Siddiqui, and all the characters and the actors and sort of their compelling stories. The larger mystery got dragged on until season two. Aranyak sort of avoids that in the first episode, because what happens is they introduce this murder mystery storyline. A lot of suspense, a lot of mystery, traditional sort of, whodunit kind of a thriller. But at the end of the first episode, they kind of give you these glimpse of scenes, implicating a lot of the characters in the whole show who may or may not be involved with whatever the end game and the reveal of this mystery is. So instantly, it's almost like a sizzle reel. So they instantly hook you into watching more. They instantly hook you into continuing binging the series because automatically you have, you know, literally every other character is a suspect at this point. And you get to see these out of context scenes where you're like, uh-oh, what? What the fuck? So that I thought was a very genius move on the part of director Vinny Weichel or whoever decided on doing it that way. It's an amazing decision that really sort of hooks you in right away and keeps you going. The story of Oronok is apparently sort of, the vibe that they were going for apparently is sort of like a Scandinavian noir, which I had no reference or context to, but apparently that's what it is. The show starts off with the story of Ravina Tandon, who plays a character called Kasturi, and she's essentially the head of this police force in this small mountain town. And what ends up happening is she's leaving. The story starts off with her sort of wanting to leave her workaholic life behind to spend some more time with her family. Her daughter's going through exams. She's got like another a young son. Her marriage is not the best. So she's basically leaving work. She's taking a leave of absence from work so she can focus on her family. Admirable, very commendable, great. However, the second that she sort of officially hands over her reins to her replacement, played by Parambrata Chattopadhyay, who plays Angad, he's his replacement. So the second that she hands over the reins, boom, a French Indian tourist girl goes missing. They find out that she's murdered. She was strung up in the forest. It was a brutal, brutal crime. And that essentially leads to, you know, Kasturi not being able to go on leave. You know, as she says, the biggest case in her life comes right when she's officially on leave. So she's not going anywhere. This obviously creates tension with her family. She is now with this city cop, Angad, who has a dark past of his own history, his own sort of tragic backstory that leads him into this small village town, this small mountain town. And he has to now deal with this missing case, this case of this murdered girl, murdered tourist, whose mom is potentially a drug addict. There's a lot of other situations going on. On top of that, he has a confrontational relationship with Tandon's character in Kasturi, who basically, you know, has to see this other guy run her police force, and she has to sort of be second fiddle. So that creates some conflict there. And yeah, it's a whole thing. which is super layered, super complex, super complicated. On top of all of this, the townspeople, a local myth says the person who killed the girl is like this mythical panther man, who 19 years previous also went on the serial killing murder spree of young girls. So from Anga's perspective, this new cop that just came into this new sort of small town, he has to deal with not only the murder, the death, the suspects, you know, all this crazy stuff, and the sort of the work ethic of an unprofessional police force in this small town. On top of all of that, he also has to put up with the fact that everyone just assumes that it was the Panther Man. The Panther Man killed these girls, just like they killed the Panther Man killed those girls all those years ago. So it's really a lot going on, but the biggest sort of the best part of Oronok, the Netflix series, is that it never feels like it's too much. It never feels convoluted. It never feels like you are just throwing every plot point at the wall to see what sticks. It's very structured. There's a whole plan. Everything connects. And the reveals come at you with enough moderate pacing for you to absorb it all. There's never at any one point in time too much going on for you to take in, which I thought was a brilliant sort of testament to the writer's skill, because the plot points are coming steadily. They're not, you know, it's not a dizzying array. Like, for example, I don't want to keep going back to Sacred Games, but in Sacred Games, there was a lot happening all at once that you had to keep track of. In Oronok, it's very organic. You get the sense that, you know, it's happening at its own pace. It's happening. The reveals are coming when it makes sense. The misdirects are happening when it makes sense. And the best part about it too is that every character has a part to play. Every character's actions are motivated by things that make sense. There's never, you know, an easy character where it's like, oh, this, okay, fine. suspension of disbelief, let's move on. Everyone's story arc makes sense. Even when you get the final reveal of who did it in this whodunit, it makes sense. That's really all I can say without getting into spoilers. The performances are insane. Ravina Tandon comes back, sort of to the limelight. You know, you can't call it a comeback. She's done some other stuff in between. But she comes back to headline this show. And she's doing this very regional accent. I don't know what it is. I apologize. I'm not well-versed in the regional dialects of India to know exactly what it is. I want to say Bihari, but I'm probably wrong. But she does this regional dialect, and it's so good. Again, from my uneducated ears, it sounds so good. You never once feel like it's forced. You know, I refer to the most recent example of Farhan Akhtar in Tufan on Amazon Prime, where he had to do like this Tepori sort of accent, and it just didn't work. It felt forced. It felt unnatural. Like, you're looking at the guy and you're like, no, you're struggling. This is hard for you. Please stop. But with Ravina Tandon, it was just, it felt effortless. Her story arc was great. You know, as a strong female character in this world, what I loved too was that she was the head of police, but her being a woman never entered into it. It was never even used as, like, you know, let's point it out so we can dispel it and subvert it and, you know, empower her. Nope. It was just assumed. It was great. There's this whole backstory about how her husband wanted to be a cop but couldn't. Her father-in-law is a cop, and he chose her to be his son's wife because she was this amazing cop herself. Like, there's this great, like, fucking backstory, which is so amazing. But she kills it. Like, she, you know, when most sort of 90s stars are coming back, no shade on anyone, but when a lot of these sort of yesteryear stars are coming back in these sort of, you know, re-glamorous roles to prove that they still got it, Tandon comes back in this very sort of, I don't want to say de-glamorous because that's a cliche, but in a very toned down role where she's literally in cop clothes half the time, she's beating on people the other half of the time, she's swearing, she's cussing, she's sort of, you know, it's insane, and it's really good, and it's really amazing, and I'm surprised that she did this. I didn't, like, as beloved as she is, I never think of, like, this caliber of a performance when I think of Ravina Tandon. And maybe I'm being unfair, maybe I'm forgetting some performances, but I've never thought of Ravina Tandon as being this strong of a performer outside of the wheelhouse that she created for herself in the time that was her heyday. Here, she sort of blows all that away. She's insane, she's incredible, amazing. Paramvrata Chattopadhyay is a vampire who doesn't age because he looks the same as he did in Kahani like a decade plus ago that he does in this show. The guy is an insanely good performer. Everything I've seen of him in Bollywood, I've loved. Kahani, Buddy, I think he was in Bulbul for a bit. Amazing performer. I would love to go see some of his Bengali works, which 2022 resolution, watch more non-Bollywood shit, Shah. That's been my resolution. I'm hoping to make it stick. But he definitely makes me want to go watch his stuff. His backstory might be my only complaint, and I'm going to get into spoilers now. But so if you haven't seen this, definitely check it out on Netflix. Come on back and sort of listen to these parts. Once again, spoiler warning for Aranuk, the Netflix series. He has, so Angad's character, Paramvrata's character, has this backstory about the fact that his son got kidnapped and da-da-da-da-da. And it really felt, it didn't gel with the rest of the storyline for the most part, especially when that same villain that he dealt with comes back in this small rural town. That's my only complaint, where that part didn't seem as organic as everything else. But there is a cool connection to it by the end of it. You know, you learn that his son is alive and what's going on with that. It's the only hook and cliffhanger of the season one storyline that ended, which you kind of go, okay. But the best thing is, unlike, again, I keep going back to Sacred Games. It sounds like I'm shitting on Sacred Games. I am not. But Sacred Games season one ended in a huge cliffhanger that didn't resolve the season one story at all. Aranuk does resolve the story in season one. The cliffhangers it has sets up sort of like the next chapter of the story. Whereas this part does get dealt with. We get the reveal. We get the explanations. We get who killed the girl, why, and how many people were involved. But the ending is Angad's character's backstory is still open-ended. So hopefully we'll deal with that in season two. I hope we get a season two. The most fucked up part about Oronok season one is the fact that the entire show spends the entire time making the Panther Man subplot. It's not even like a B or C. It's like a D or G storyline, because, you know, the entire perspective of the show is everyone in the town goes, it's a Panther Man. The Panther Man did it. And you're all like, fuck these like small town village people. And even Angad to a point has that impression. And we dismiss it because in the end, the guy who's the actual murderer is using, you know, a sort of hollowed out panther claw to murder his victims, making it seem like a panther is doing it. Cool. Totally cool. Get it. Makes sense. Only logical explanation. And then fucking this show literally, like, I don't even want to say it's a post-credit scene because it's not a post-credit scene. It's like a pre-credit scene. The last goddamn shot of this show, as someone who saw the trailer, thought this was about werewolves or monsters, was corrected and proven wrong, and that this was just a fucking murder mystery thriller. The last shot of this show is, you know, some magic mushrooms that were referred to earlier in the show, in the forest, in the woods. The camera keeps sort of rolling around these little fungi, and we cut to like a fucking minotaur looking like cloven feet creature, two-legged creature coming up to like a creek, and you're like, and it just ends there, and you're like, what the fuck? Is there an actual Panther Man? What is happening? And for a show that was so deeply seated in logic and rationale and realism, like a procedural murder mystery fucking amazing series, to end on that potentially fantasy plot point was weird. But also at the same time, now that they've established this world of like all these amazing, realistic, deep, sort of grounded reality, I totally want to see these characters deal with a fucking Panther Man running around this mountain town. No? Is it just me? But yeah, I mean, I don't know where they're going with that. I hope that we get a season two of Oronok. I hope it works out. I would love to see this. But yeah, guys, that was my spoiler review of the Netflix original Indian series Aranyak. I don't know what the pronunciation is. Please, someone reach out to me. Let me know what the pronunciation is. I'm on social media. You can please get a hold of me. Let me know how to pronounce this name properly. You can get me on social media on at the Shah Shaheed on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. If you liked what you heard, and you're interested in hearing more of these sort of Indian movie Bollywood thoughts from me, please subscribe to the Subscription Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, really anywhere else that you get your podcasts. Leave me a 5-star review and rating just so I can get the validation I desperately crave. I've been your host for today. Once again, my name is Shah Shaheed. Thank you so much for listening.